This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
In the Avondale neighborhood on Chicago's northwest side, a triangular-shaped piece of land sits empty. The weeded concrete lot is surrounded by fencing. As residents ponder how to reimagine those 4 acres, the result could end up defining the neighborhood's future. WBEZ's Natalie Moore tells us why with this story.
Multigrain. Anything else?
No. Can I grab a hot coffee with milk, please?
Of course. Thanks.
City Cafe is across the street from the Belmont Triangle site. Chicago Cubs photos and paraphernalia are the wall decor. I meet a group of organizers here concerned about the neighborhood's future. Christian Diaz is with Palenque LSNA, a community-based nonprofit.
I love waking up in the morning and hearing kids laughing on their way to school, saying hello to the little abuelitas, hanging out on their porches.
Belmont Triangle, at the corner of Belmont, Milwaukee, and Pulaski, is important to residents because the Avondale neighborhood is at a crossroads. Its growth goes back to the late 1800s as an industrial hub and home to Polish immigrants. Today, the composition is Polish and Latino. But U.S. Census figures show that Avondale lost more than 6,000 Latino residents over the past decade. Logan Square is the only community in Chicago that lost more than Avondale. Luxury lofts and other new housing have gone up.
For a long time, the Latinx community has been counted out. It's been an assumption that our community will be moved out of the Northwest Side due to gentrification. That's really the spirit of our community education work around Belmont Triangle, is that we don't necessarily have to observe development happen to us passively. We can be active participants in this process.
With Logan Square bursting at the seams just to the south with the arrival of thousands of young white professionals in recent years, Avondale residents fear encroaching gentrification. Belmont Triangle is privately owned, but is going through a city process for redevelopment. Still, housing organizer Eric Wise is knocking on doors to find out what neighbors want.
People ranked 100% affordable housing as the number one. The next was a youth center, then a mental health center, and then a public library. And a lot of people also would like to see a park there.
The city's planning and development department has since released an RFP for Belmont Triangle, appraised at $15 million. The RFP says affordable housing, for sale and rental, should be included in a proposal, plus community space such as a library and public green space. Melissa Toops is director of zoning for the Avondale Neighborhood Association, a volunteer nonprofit. Her family was priced out of Logan Square, so they bought a home in Avondale. Questions neighbors are asking is, will Avondale become the next hot neighborhood? Will working-class immigrants be priced out?
What we can do is we can make sure that projects like this provide the most affordability along the spectrum of the average medium incomes so that everyone can find a home here.
The Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning is working with the community to create a unified vision in Avondale that maintains affordability and diversity. It's clear that Belmont Triangle is poised to be the splashy centerpiece that sets the tone for moving forward. Back at City Cafe, Juana Rios Castaneda tells me how she's lived in Avondale her whole life. She's 22 and her parents immigrated from Mexico.
A lot of my friends and neighbors that I grew up with are gone now.
Where did they go and why did they tell you why they left?
They couldn't afford the rent prices.
That's why she's organizing to make sure more neighbors aren't pushed out. Castaneda walks to the laundromat across the street and a nearby supermarket she says sells the best taco meat.
As a resident of the area, it's like, at one point, my question is like, am I still going to be able to do my laundry here? Or are they going to buy that lot too and do something else? Like, it just goes to the basic of like, what is my everyday life going to look like in my community?
The answers may become clearer when developers send proposals to the city by the October deadline. But the uneasy feeling that the neighborhood will continue to lose its people remains for Castaneda and other longtime Avondale residents. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.